أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear listeners, the topic under discussion is the importance of morality. I talked about the importance of morality in my last session. The question I put forward was, why study morality? Why study akhlaq? Why study ethics? This is, as I said before, is a very important question. Today we have many things to do. We can study medicine and get a lot of benefits out of our study. We can do other useful works and we can make money and we can progress. Then why should we leave our daily activities, our daily works, and come and study akhlaq or morality? What is the reason? But before this, or before entering into this discussion, I told you that we need to specify the sense which we mean of morality. Because akhlaq or morality is used in different senses. Two senses are very important. Sometimes akhlaq or morality is used to mean a collection of habits, a collection of qualities that result in good or bad behavior. If a person has a good habit, he can perform good deeds automatically and without any difficulty. And if a person has got a bad habit, he does the bad works very much automatically and without any difficulty. For example, if a person is used to smoking, he smokes and he enjoys smoking and he does not face any problem while smoking. He enjoys. But if a person is not addicted to smoking, and if he smokes, he will suffer from headache, he will suffer from different problems. So habit makes things easier. If you've done anything based on habits, then your performance will be easier. So this is one of the meanings of akhlaq. Another meaning that is also suggested by a scholar is that akhlaq or morality is used in order to denote a science that studies these qualities and these habits and tries to prepare the ground for their promotion. Because habits are like different plants. As plants are in need of our care and attention, so are the habits. The habits must be actually inculcated. The habits must be grown. The habits must be trained. And if these habits are cherished, and if these habits are actually given attention to, then these habits will further improve and will be actually better. So this is the second meaning that we can attribute to akhlaq. As I told you before, when we talk of morality, we usually mean the second sense of morality. We mean morality as a science that studies human habits or the qualities that are inculcated in human beings and tries to prepare the ground for the promotion of these qualities. This is the meaning we have in our mind while speaking about morality, akhlaq, or ethics. I told you before that akhlaq in this meaning is very much important and is very much significant. It is important because it paves the ground for the promotion, spiritual promotion of human beings. It is important because it plays a significant role in the making of human character and human personality. Therefore, akhlaq, as I told you before, is very important and is very much significant. I also provide you some examples for you to tell you that why akhlaq is important. I told that different circles from non-Muslims to Muslims have paid attention to akhlaq. I gave you the example of Plato, I gave you the example of Aristotle, and I can also give you the example of Muslim scholars such as Al-Ghazali and others who have paid extensive attention to the science of morality and ethics. This shows that this science is very much important and we need to pay attention to this science. Islam as a religion is also very much sensitive in regard with this science. Islam has paid attention to this science. To find out how important morality is from the viewpoint of Islam, you can look at this tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The Holy Prophet says that إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I am only sent to perfect moral values, to complete moral values. So this is my mission. This is the aim of my mission. This is the goal of my mission. Why did the Holy Prophet pay attention to the completion of morality as the objective of his mission? Why didn't he say other things in regard with his mission? He could say that I was sent to attain economic progress or to help society attain economic advancement. The Holy Prophet could say that I was sent in order to advance science, in order to discover the space, in order to attain promotion in different fields of science. The Holy Prophet could say that I was sent by God in order to actually advance technology. But the Holy Prophet did not mention any of these items. The Holy Prophet did not mention any of these goals. And from among all these goals, the Holy Prophet mentioned only one thing. And that one thing is the completion of morality. He says, I am sent in order to complete morality. So this is very important. The Holy Prophet actually points his finger to morality as the goal of his mission, as the goal of his religion. And that is very much important. This is one point. Actually give privilege to the Holy Prophet, to give a mark to the Holy Prophet. What does God say in regard with the Holy Prophet? God, the Almighty, says, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَزِيمٍ. You are of high moral values. You have got a great morality. So this is also very much important. Why did God mention the moral aspect of the Holy Prophet? Why didn't God say that you are a hero? You see people like heroes and heroines. Why didn't Almighty God say that you are a hero? Why didn't God introduce him as an artist? Artists are very much liked and favored by people of different nations, of different categories. Why didn't God say that you are a very good orator? These are all the qualities that are important among human beings. And Arabs were very much careful of oratory, and they were paying attention to this skill and to the promotion of this skill. Why didn't God emphasize on such qualities? Why did he choose from among these qualities only the quality of morality? He said that you are of high morals. You have got great morality. Why did he say like that? I think it shows one simple fact, and that is morality is of prime importance. Morality is of prime significance. We must pay attention to morality. We must try to promote moral values individually, socially, nationally, and worldwide. We must try to observe moral values in whatever sense we can, in whatever way we can. Moral norms have to be respected by all. So this is also a very clear point that tells us about the importance of morality from the viewpoint of Islam. And if you give a look at the biography of the Holy Prophet, you will come to know that our Prophet, our dear Prophet, peace be upon him, was really an example of great morality. His life was an example of the observation of morality. Contrary to what some Westerners, some Orientalists say, that the Holy Prophet of Islam was such and such person, and the religion of Islam is not the religion of love, is not the religion of affection, rather it is the religion of sword. And contrary to all these discussions, irrelevant discussions, if we refer to the history, and if we study history without any bias, we come to know that the Holy Prophet was a person of great morality. You can study the biography of the Holy Prophet yourself. But I can just give you one example of the life of the Holy Prophet to show how great this man was. When the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, conquered Mecca, after years of wars, after years of battles, what did the Holy Prophet do? Did the Holy Prophet kill his enemies? Did he rob his enemies of their properties and their belongings? Did he destroy their houses? Did he set their houses on fire? Did he destroy their cities and towns? We come to know that none of this was right. When the Holy Prophet conquered Mecca, he forgave Meccans. He forgave the people of Mecca. He forgave his enemies, the enemies who were fighting with him, the enemies who were trying to kill him, the enemies who were trying to shed his blood. He forgave such enemies, such arch foes. He forgave these enemies. So look at this example. This example tells you that the Holy Prophet was really a great man. He had a very great morality, a very great ethics. And his successor, his immediate successor, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was also like the Holy Prophet. His morality was a parallel for the morality of the Holy Prophet. His morality was very much similar to the morality of the Holy Prophet. Look at Imam Ali. When Imam Ali was stricken by sword, he was lying in bed. His condition was not good. Now he could say to his sons to go and to kill Ibn Muljam. But Imam Ali, peace be upon him, instead of saying things like that, he tried to tell his sons to do good things who actually attacked him. He advised his sons to go and be very much kind to him. Give him food, give him drinks, give him good clothing, give him shelter. So these were the different pieces of advice which were told by Imam Ali, peace be upon him. So Imam Ali was also an example of piety, an example of good behavior, an example of dignity. And if you look at the rulings, at the ahkam of Islam, you will find that even the Islamic rulings are actually affected by the category of morality. And morality has impacted Islamic rulings to a great extent. You find no rulings in Islamic jurisprudence. You find even no ideological principle in Islam which is not affected by the principle of morality. Morality is present everywhere. Morality is very much effective. We have verses in the Holy Quran that tell us to respect your parents. Respect your parents. It is a very useful principle in Islam. Today, people do not like to respect their parents. They try to get rid of them, unfortunately. But Islam tells us, Islam advises us to pay respect to our parents. And Islam does not suffice to saying this. He respect to parents close to worshipping God. And if a person worships God, but at the same time he does not respect his parents, his worship is not complete. His monotheism is not complete. A person who pays respect to his parents on the one hand and worships God on the other, this is the person whom Islam likes. This is the person whom Islam tries to introduce. So from this point we come to know that you see that that behaviors, human behaviors, are very much important from the viewpoint of Islam. Respecting morality is very much important from the Islamic angle. And morality is close to the ideological principles in Islam. One cannot be ideologically perfect unless one is perfect from the moral point of view. And there is another tradition that tells us a very good thing. The tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us, "Inna min ijlalillah ijlal al-shaykh al-kabir." If a person wants to consider God the Almighty, to gratify God Almighty, to magnify God the Almighty, he must magnify the elderly. You see, this is very much important. It is a very a lofty point in morality. You pay homage to elderly, to those who are older than you. You must pay respect to them. You must honor them. You must follow their advices if their advices are proper and accurate. God says that those who do not respect the elderly, they also do not respect divine words. A person who respects divine words, he must also respect the elderly. So look at the link between respecting the elderly and respecting divine words. There is actually a link, and God has created a link between these two principles. The creation of link between these two principles is very much important from the moral point of view. And there is also another example that tells us that there is a link between morality and Islamic faith. There is a tradition that says, لِيَأْزَنْ بِحَرْبِ مِنِّي مَنْ أَزَى عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Those who disturb others, those who disturb the believers, it seems as if they are disturbing actually divinely people, and it is as if they have proclaimed war against God. Those who disturb the believers, it is as if they have proclaimed war against God. You see, proclaiming war against God is very much negative and very much bad. But God actually equates proclaiming war to God to insulting a believer and to disturbing a believer. Disturbance of a believer in the proclamation of war are likened to each other. They are equalized with each other. It shows how moral values are important from the viewpoint of Islam. Today, unfortunately, if we look at our environments, if we look at our surrounding countries, we find people who are unfortunately lagging far behind in terms of observing moral values. They are very much poor in terms of observing moral values. But despite that, they claim that they are Muslims. They claim that they are Mujahideen. They claim that they are fighting for the sake of God. How can we believe that they are fighting for the sake of God unless we come to know that they observe simple moral values? A person who does not observe moral values is, as a matter of fact, is not a Muslim. When a person is not a Muslim, of course, he cannot be a fighter for the sake of God. So from this, we conclude that Islamic morality is very important. Inshallah, in our next session, we will introduce some new aspects of morality. We will go to the definition of morality, and we will touch other issues that are relevant to this discussion. Thank you very much.